Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. We are in Old Testament Tuesday, one of my favorite days of the week. Because why? We dive into the Old Testament to lay a foundation of our beliefs so we have those, that firm foundation so we understand the New Testament. All right. If you are enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Hey, and if you haven't checked out our new web app version, go to WashingtonDefender.org. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It truly does help us accomplish our goal, which is to change the heart so that we change the public square. All right, before we get into the Word of God today, which is Ezekiel 43, and it's going to be one of those days where we see a lot of description of this temple right behind us. And we're going to read it one way or another and kind of see if there's any application. But nevertheless, we need God put it in the Word of God, so it's important. We are going to talk about a headline that's happening here in Washington State. According to an August 9th Union Bulletin report, Amazon Data Center is moving closer to a proposed five-building data center campus in Walla Walla County after completing their traffic study needed for its permit application. The Union Bulletin reports that the initial development would use 134 acres of the roughly 554 acres Amazon purchased at the Walla Walla Gap Business Park, with construction anticipated to unfold over about the next 3 years or so. According to the report, the campus could employ up to 180 people and would include data center buildings, water storage facilities, evaporation ponds, a power substation, and a new road connection. The article says that Amazon expects to use 14 million gallons of water annually for cooling in the first phase, initially drawing groundwater and later planning to use Columbia River pipeline water after January of 2029. This proposal matters across eastern Washington because it places questions of water stewardship, energy demand, land use, employment, and community input rights at the center of the development near the Columbia River. So I just got to tell you, we are entering into a new era of AI, of data centers, of water consumption, environmental stewardship. And we know this from a biblical worldview. We are called to cultivate and keep the land. And so we need abundant wisdom. We need to make sure that we are balancing environmental stewardship and cultivating and keeping the land with productivity and innovation. And so that's the wisdom that as individuals we need and as leadership needs in our society and our culture. All right, so let's pray over that. Heavenly Father, we do ask for your wisdom over how to cultivate and keep the land, steward it, and innovation. Lord, we don't worship the environment. We only worship you. We don't operate out of fear. And we know that this AI situation that's coming upon us and robotics and all this stuff that's happening is going to change our world dramatically. Lord, we ask that it will be for your glory and not for the schemes of the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's start in Ezekiel chapter 43. I'm not sure I'm going to have a lot of commentary, but we're going to read it. And then, and let it bless our day today as we go into our workplaces and be salt and light. Then, excuse me, I keep saying Ezekiel 43, it's 42. Ezekiel 42. Then he brought me out into the outer court, the way towards the north, and he brought me to the chamber, which was opposite the separate area and opposite the building towards the north. Along the length, which was 100 cubits, was the north door. The width was 50 cubits. Opposite of the 20 cubits, which belonged to the inner court, and opposite of the pavement, which belonged to the outer court, was gallery corresponding to a gallery in three stories. So we got a three-story construction. Before the chambers was an inner walk 10 cubits wide, a way of 100 cubits, and their openings were on the north. Now the upper chambers were smaller because the galleries took more space away from them than from the lower and middle ones in the building. For they were in three stories and had no pillars like the pillars of the courts. Therefore, the upper chambers were set back from the ground upward more than the lower and middle ones. As for the outer wall by the side of the chambers towards the outer court facing the chambers, its length was 50 cubits. For the length of the chambers which were in the outer court was 50 cubits, and behold, the length of those facing the temple was 100 cubits. Below these chambers was the entrance on the east side as one enters them from the outer court. In the thickness of the wall of the court toward the east facing separate area and facing the building, there were chambers. The way in front of them was like the appearance of chambers which were on the north according to their length, so was their width, and all their exists were both according to their arrangements and openings. Corresponding to the opening of the chambers which were towards the south was an opening at the head of the way. The way in front of the wall towards the east as one enters them. Then he said to me, all right, so we have a lot of description of these chambers. And one thing I'll point out is the Jewish people believe, like rabbinic Jews believe that this is the temple that they're going to build. If you go listen to some of the rabbis who are not believers in Jesus Christ or Yeshua, they believe they're building this temple. As born-again believers, people who have confessed Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we believe that this is the millennial temple. So we believe that there's the first temple, the second temple, the Antichrist temple, and then this would be the fourth temple. It's very interesting that the Jewish people who think the third temple is going to be the Messianic temple, we believe is going to be the Antichrist temple. Now, you say, what does that have to do with my day? God is sovereign. He has a nation. He has a bride. He has a plan. This temple is real. You will see this temple one day. You will see this during the millennial reign of Christ. And you might even walk some of the halls of this temple. It depends. I don't know. What the Lord has for us. We might be, as Gentiles, just in the outer courts. Who knows? It's up to God. And it says this, the north chambers and the south chambers, which are opposite the separate area, they are the holy chambers where the priests who are near the Lord shall eat the most holy things. So there's some spots where the priests are going to go, and we see it's a holy spot. There they shall lay the most holy things, the grain offerings, the sin offerings, the guilt offerings, for the place is holy. Wow. Even just to see a glimpse of the priests going in and out of that temple, that is going to be a magnificent day. When the priests enter then, they shall not go out into the outer court from the sanctuary without laying their garments in which they minister, for they are holy. That's like the third or fourth time we've seen the word holy. Then they shall approach that which is for the people. Okay? So some ask, why during the millennial reign will we have the temple in full operation? Well, remember, the scripture is going to remind us that during the millennial reign, we will have a live presentation and reminder of the whole counsel of God's word. Yes, Jesus Christ is the ultimate sacrifice and will have paid for it, but we'll have a way of remembrance, because there's going to be those who come through the tribulation who have not bowed their knee to the Antichrist nor taken his mark. And so they will need a constant reminder that Jesus is the payment, the Messiah, Yeshua is the payment. We will see it like almost like communion, because as the bride of Christ, we will be there watching it, but we will be fully sanctified because of the blood of Jesus and the bema seat of Christ. Now, when he had finished measuring the inner house, he brought me out by way of the gate, which faced towards the east, and measured it all around. He measured on the east side with the measuring reed, 500 reeds by the measuring reed. He measured on the north side 500 reeds by the measuring reed. On the south side, he measured 500 reeds with the measuring reed. He turned me to the west side and measured 500 reeds with the measuring reed. He measured it on the four sides. It had a wall around the length 500 and the width 500 to divide between the holy and the profane. We're going to see this temple someday. Are you ready? Have you made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? Today is the day of salvation. Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. He rose again that you may have eternal life. Turn to the living God and allow him to cleanse you by grace through faith. He will pour out his mercy upon you and he will allow you to be born again. Heavenly Father, we turn to you. You are Lord, you are our Savior. We are sinners and we need you. We accept the payment that you made on the cross for our sins. Forgive us, God. We love you so very much. We look forward to seeing this temple. We look forward to the marriage supper of the Lamb, of being in your presence. Will you cause us to be born again by faith through grace in Jesus' name? God, we also pray for Governor Bob Ferguson, President Trump, Patty Murray, Maria Cantwell, Rob Chase, Michael Baumgartner.
You love our beautiful state, Graham, but does fighting for issues Christian, that most affect God, families ever feel like you're climbing alone?
Tanya Noble.
It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment.
Who
the
are
champions
in
causes
over
detrimental
us.
To Washington
we pray
families.
Salvation.
Again and again,
we pray life.
The summit
we pray
feels
wisdom.
Out of
we
reach.
Pray
but you don't God, have
you
to climb
just
alone.
Change and transform
with like-minded
from the inside
people fighting
out,
for Washington
God.
Families by your side,
God, for those who are saved,
the journey becomes
we thank
not
you that
just you are possible,
sanctifying them and setting
but powerful.
Them apart. For those
the
that
Defender
need you,
app,
God, we pray
brought
that they
to you by the Family Policy
of
Institute of Washington,
you, God,
connects you with your team for the climb ahead.
In Jesus
connect with conservatives who care about
now
issues affecting families
advance,
in your specific
in
county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.